Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here. What's going on in New York? What's going on in the world? Well, we could always go to Congressman Peter King, and he'll give us a lay of the land. Good morning, Congressman King. How are you?
John, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Tell us what's going on. Tell the American people. Tell New Yorkers.
Well, first of all, I got to say, at the top of my list is the Black Back to Blue rally or conference you had Thursday outside the WABC studios. That was a magnificent tribute to the men and women of the NYPD and all local law enforcement. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea was there. The former chief of the department, Joe Esposito, was there. You had representatives of the various police organizations and unions, active, retired. It was just a great, great demonstration, a show of support, and the fact that you were posting blue ribbons outside the building, that you were, I think most importantly, calling on all the media to stand with the police. I mean, this is insane, all these attacks that go on against the police, and too many elements of the media either go along with it or they stay silent. You're out front defending the blue, defending the cops, standing with them, and you can see all those cops who were there the other day, how proud they were, what it means. And really, you know, if we want to bring New York City back to its greatness, we have to have law and order, we have to crack down on crime, and the only ones that can do that are the men and women in blue. And if we can, if the government, the city government, continues to tie their hands, not stand with the cops when they're under attack, it's going to be impossible for New York City to come back. So what you and Margot and WABC did on Thursday, to me, was so important, not just for the morale of the cops, but for the safety and security and future of the people of the city of New York and all the people who work in New York, travel to New York, and it means so much to our lives. You know, I grew up in New York City. I grew up in Queens, went to school in Brooklyn, in high school and college in Brooklyn, and worked in Manhattan. Now I'm working for WABC in Manhattan, and it's just so important that we get the city back where it belongs. We can't do it without the cops. Nobody is doing more for the cops than you are, so I really, really commend you for that, John.
Well, thank you, Peter, and it comes from our heart, and what WABC is trying to do, Congressman King, is to get other media to follow up and have them support our police, too. As Commissioner Shea said, 99.5% of normal people are supporting the NYPD, because if you have a problem, the only place you could really call is 911. Tell us what else concerns you, what's going on in the world.
Yeah, what I've seen is just in the last few days, Enos Kanter was an NBA basketball player who played for the Knicks. Now he's with the Boston Celtics. And I'm not that big a basketball fan anymore. But Enos Kanter is an outspoken supporter of human rights back in his own country of Turkey, where there's a warrant out for his arrest, where his father is in jail. But just recently, Enos Kanter came out calling for freedom for the people of Tibet. He made it clear. Enos Kanter made it clear he supports freedom for Tibet. And the Chinese government now is refusing to broadcast NBA games because of Enos Kanter. Now, I think it's time for the NBA to make it clear they stand with Enos Kanter, for him having a right to say what he wants for freedom of speech and for calling for freedom and liberty for the people of Tibet. Now, the NBA gets close to $1 billion in revenues every year from China. I think it's time to really stand up for what's right. I worked with Enos Kanter when I was in Congress. We worked on human rights together. He's really a fierce advocate for what I believe is the right thing to do. But whether you agreed with him or not, the NBA should stand with him against the Chinese government. So I call on the NBA to speak out.
Congressman, I agree with you 100%, and accept. When there's $1 billion involved in China, I think the NBA is probably going to go with the $1 billion.
They may, but the hypocrisy is that they certainly joined with the Black Lives Matter movement in denouncing the cops and being anti-cop. So if they supposedly are so concerned about human rights violations in the United States, which don't even exist, they should certainly say something about what's happening in China. But again, it's going to be a tough fight, and I just think we all owe a debt of gratitude to Enos Kanter. Another issue, though, which is out there, John, and this is really for the first time, school boards are getting involved in statewide politics and national politics. For the most part, they've been totally separate from politics. But now with issues like the critical race theory, with all of the pro pronouns that kids in schools are supposed to be saying. We've seen it in Virginia. We've seen, I think, around the country, there's been, I don't know how many, actually, recall of school board members. And so what's happening is local education issues are now becoming national political issues. And I think this could be a hidden force for Republicans and conservatives, which is going to work against the Democrats. And we're seeing it right now in Virginia, where a candidate who is way behind is now either even with or passing Terry McAuliffe, and it's all on local school issues. So this, to me, is a sleeping giant has emerged. And if Republicans are smart, they will stand with these parents, these brave parents. And that, to me, it's could be a turning point in politics over the next several years.
Congressman King, I agree with you. We have 30 seconds left. Anything else?
I would say, we have the elections coming up for mayor, and really, no matter who wins, whether it's Eric Adams or Curtis Sliwa, we have two pro-police candidates running, and this would have been so bad if any of those other Democrats had won the primary. So I think we should, whoever wins the election in November, all of us commit ourselves to working with them to bring back New York City, bring back law and order to the streets.
Congressman, did they close down East Hampton Airport?
They have not. As far as I know, they have not yet. They were talking about it, doing it just a day or two ago, but they haven't yet, as far as I know, but it's really up in the air. And my daughter is working feverishly to keep the airport open. It's so important to the economy of that region. And as she pointed out on your show the other day, I think 40% of the complaints of people calling for the airport to be closed come from 10 families. You can't be giving in to...
I'd like to know the name of those 10 families, and I will personally sue them. Thank you so much. Congressman King, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
John, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.